If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Roy Spencer, Mr. Permacil.
You know, as far as your product, what's the process with that?
We have our Permacil way of doing things, but it starts with crack. The entire crack, the most common crack, structural crack, excavate the crack, see the crack. But that's just crack repair. And there may be a crack there, there may be not.
I'm also thinking about being a crack dealer. Not like a mean crack dealer, but, you know, like a nice one. Just kind of friendly, like, hey, what's up, guys?
Crack talk with Mr. Permacil.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That will never get old. We know that. That's a Hall of Fame of rejoins.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. I was going to talk about all the cracks in our soil today, but now I got to try and work around that word. Yeah,
that's
so you don't,
good.
Your engineers don't go crazy.
You could try, and there's not possible. Hey, we got a quick texter here, first texter of the show. Does your company, Permacil, check water-powered backup systems for some pumps? A plumber said the system is not a good backup. Roy, your thoughts, please.
The plumber's right this time.
Okay.
Those are not good systems, and I'll tell you why. We don't check them because I can tell you right now, like the plumber did, that's not a good system, regardless if it's working 100%. Basically, it's a great concept if you think about it, because you think about a backup pump, you normally think about batteries, and then you worry about battery lives and chargers and things. All limitations there. So what if we could just have it backed up by water power, and they use the household water, and I'm not a physics guy, but somehow when the water comes through, it runs through the sump pit and it carries water with it and through a vacuum thing, so it actually evacuates water out of your sump pit by using your household water supply. So the biggest problem with that is it doesn't have the capacity. I mean, if things work and great, it might move 400 or 500 gallons per hour. Your sump pump, on the other hand, will move 2,000 to 3,000 gallons per hour. So if your power's out, your pump doesn't work, but oh great, my water supply backup pump will work, but you'll still flood.
So what is a replacement for something like that?
Replace it with a good battery backup pump.
Is it $1,000, $1,500, $1,200, $2,000?
All those things.
It depends
which kind of equipment you want and things like that. But you definitely want to get a good, reliable backup pump and a battery and charger. And we have a great system, of course. The water powered systems in general is just not a good answer.
All right, well, there you go, 773. Thank you for that. I'm sorry.
What's a good lifespan for a sump pump? I had a neighbor, his ejector pump went out, and my understanding is those last longer than the sump pumps. Is there, like, if you have a backup sump pump, do you go every 5 years, let's move on with this thing?
Well, it depends on how often the pump is running. You know, it's not the months, it's the miles. And so ejector pumps, typically, unless you're like David and showering, you know, three times a day down in the basement,
I'm clean.
Your ejector pump, it doesn't run that often. So a lot of times ejector pumps, the biggest problem with this, they don't run, and they run infrequently. They tend to rust themselves shut in inactivity, so they should be exercised to extend their life. But an ejector pump could easily last 5 or 10 years. The pump's not going to wear out as infrequently, in most cases, that it's being used. Stormwater pumps, on the other hand, again, you know, most manufacturers give you at least a 3-year warranty on the pump, and most time they last that long. And so the typical, I guess I had to throw an average out, there'd be 5 to 7 years, but you don't want to wait until it fails to replace it. So you're better off certainly having a backup pump, so when it does fail, you've got some cushion of time. But quite frankly, when you think about what happens when your pump does fail, it's wise to replace it before it does. And so when a pump starts getting 5 years old, I would certainly replace it. It's just not worth the risk.
Sure.
Cracks. Let's talk about the heat and the dry and what's going on underneath homes, right? We were talking during the break that trees aren't getting the water that they need, and they're getting more aggressive with the root system, which means they could, they're going deeper, and the deeper they go, the more chance they have of popping into your shore. So let's talk about all that stuff in the next couple of minutes. We'll tease it, then pick it up and go deeper on the other side of the break.
Yeah, so since brought up the trees and vegetation, they're starving for water, and some trees get very aggressive. You know, their roots go long way away from the tree looking for water. And so they, what are they looking for? They typically find it in near a sewer line, okay?
Sure.
And sometimes around your foundation and your drain tile and things. So we find tree roots in sump pits, you know, just like cables, you know, it can clog up a drain tile. So during a drought, that's one of the things that happens is the sewer lines tend to get more clogged. And so we do sewer line inspections and camera and rotting and things like that. So that's one of the things I want to make people aware of. They may not think, well, it's not raining, my sewer's not working and things like that, but the tree roots are at work. So be aware of that. That's one of the things that are going on. But the big thing is that our homes rest on this clay soil. Our sidewalks, driveways, clearly, you know, are resting on the clay soil. I mean, you can see on the surface all the, chasms or crevices in the soil here, and that makes sense. That as the soil shrinks and clay soil does shrink and crack, that the concrete's going to go up and down and settle and things. And again, we have a solution for that as well. But think about it, extension of that now. Well, our foundation, our footing, our walls is also sitting on the clay. And the deeper this drought goes, the longer it goes, the more that soil dries out. So just imagine if the clay that your foundation is sitting on, that's rest supporting your whole home, if that's cracked and sinking, that's going to start moving. And
that's not good for your home.
That can lead to major structural problems. When I say major, I mean it's going to be a big fix to fix that, for starters, and it can lead to further problems, even severed sewer lines and replacement of doors and windows and big drywall and plaster repairs. And so when you see the startings of a structural problem, you want to jump on it before it gets really expensive.
All right, let's go deeper after the break, because Sarah's got some questions about sidewalk repair and driveway repair for listeners who are thinking about contacting her and listing their homes. How expensive is it? What's the investment? What's the turnaround time? Because when you walk up to a home, if you start seeing broken teeth in concrete, it's not really an attractive look, especially when you're listing a home. It could be an inexpensive quick fix. We'll talk about that after the break. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. Phone line, text line is open, sponsored by PermaSeal, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Thank you for all the texters sending your prayers and thoughts for Jeremy's eyebrows. I'm sure he'll appreciate that. And we heard from your mother about what a great idea. What was that? What was
the 1 gallon jug of margaritas instead of separate glasses?
And she
accomplishes the goal faster.
She didn't know that. She needed me to bring that up to her.
Apparently, you're full of good ideas.
It's like going to the county fair. You see these people bringing the pictures with. For the love of God, what? I'm surprised. How old is she? In her 60s? She's just hearing this breaking news on the radio. Come on, Boomer, get with it. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. More with Roy Spencer talking about how to protect your home from this drought after news, traffic, and weather. Schwani, over to you, buddy.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Thank you for all the texts that are coming in. Does Lindemann do Da Vinci roofs? That's the wrong Lindemann. That's Lindholm. we were talking about it during the pregame here when we were talking about it. Everybody, including myself, gets Lindemann mixed up with Lindholm. That's Lindholm Roofing, and that's where you call. And Lindemann, I'm sure, does Da Vinci roofs, and they do handle insurance claims, and we'll connect you. Hey, Benny, can you tell our rookie out there how to get a hold of Mike Houston to call the texter back? 312-981-7200. I already forgot his name. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. What can our listeners do, Roy? We talked about the drought. We talked about the trees. We talked about the sewers. Does turning on, this is crazy, but if I'm thinking of it, there's at least one other person thinking of it. probably Sarah's mom in her current state. Does turning a sprinkler on and watering the lawn, does that help at all? I mean, if you're watering your lawn, does that cut it down, or does that not have any impact?
Well, actually, that's a valid strategy if you want to keep your foundation from settling and sinking, is to water your foundation. I hope there's nobody from any municipalities listening.
Right, they don't listen.
They found out I was telling them to use the precious water during the drought to water the foundation. So it's probably not a practical thing to do, because it would take a lot of water around your foundation, and we don't want to waste water doing
that. So even if you're watering your lawn, this drought is still having a challenge to your foundation. That's the point I was trying to...
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the ground is so dry now when you water your lawn that the soil is just... the grass and top layer is soaking it up right away. You dig down, you're trying to dig in your garden or something, dig down, you know, 6 inches. It's a rock. It's concrete down there. So it's going to take a lot of water, and only nature can provide that. So, watering your foundation technically could help, but it would take a lot of water to do that. So it's not really a practical thing. What I would recommend homeowners do, what I'm here to tell them, is just to be aware and watch for symptoms, because we can't stop this drought. We can't stop the soil from shrinking and things like that. There's nothing to be done about that. But let's be aware and know what to watch for, so when these problems start to surface, we can jump on them before they get worse and cause other problems.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. It's MicroPro's call, text, and photo line. You go to WG and David to get all of our contact information, download podcasts and previous shows. Let's bring Sarah in. Sold 730-some homes last year. Walking up to a home, these type of weather conditions, we haven't had a major rainstorm this entire year, you start seeing a pop or a pop in the driveway. You start seeing an indentation in the sidewalk. What does that do for the value of somebody's home when they're getting ready to list it, or somebody walking up to a home that's interested in spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to buy it? What goes through a seller's head and what goes through a buyer's head?
I think first and foremost, that happens in probably 40% of properties that we go to, because sellers don't necessarily know how to fix it when there's a big, you know, and it kind of becomes a safety hazard. We go up to a lot of steps that start to really slope. I was at a listener's house, and you go up to the front door, and it was like, I'm like, oh, good, I got my thigh workout in today. Like, you go in, and it's like a huge leap upward. But they're like, yeah, we just use the other door, because they don't even know what to do. And so we went around to the side door. So it happens quite a bit, and I think a lot of people don't fix it until they sell, because they just, you know, they just live with it. The other part is when people are pulling into their garage, where there's like the split off between the driveway and where you enter the garage. We get big dips there too. I feel like that's bad for your tire, it's bad for everything. So just what that solution is, because most people do want to fix it, they just wait too long to do it.
Thank you. And I think, I don't know if tragedy's too big a word, but it kind of is, that it's such an easy fix and a simple fix that people aren't aware, and they think, then, oh, I'm going to have to replace this stoop, or I got to pour a new driveway or whatever. And in most cases, in a matter of hours, we can lift that back up, make it level, and for, you know, a small amount of money, especially compared to replacement or something like that. So people, I don't want to go through that mess, I don't want to go through that expense. They don't have to. There is a solution where we can, regardless if the concrete is sinking and there's a trip hazard there, or even the whole stoop is tilting or leaning in, or we were talking with Rob earlier about, you know, chimneys, sliding away from the house, and all these things are happening. So when you see your concrete or pool decks, you know, are cracking, you get new cracks and stuff, that's a problem, and it can be fixed. There is a solution to it, an affordable solution, and the best thing is the estimates are free. So I can't afford it. Well, you can afford the estimate,
right?
Okay. 800-421-SEAL. We'll send a guy out. We're not going to sell you anything, but we're going to educate you and tell you what it's going to take to fix it. And typically, it's literally a matter of hours for our crew to work. And right now, because we're slow on our waterproofing work, we can get out right away and get this work done, so you can now list your house and it looks good and it's safe. You don't have trip hazards and things. So it's really one of the best investments, because none of that's going to get better by itself.
Right. So if somebody just has one section of the driveway or one section of the sidewalk, you can do just that section. They don't have to redo all of it.
We can. And we're also going to give them an option of, we have our process, we're able to prevent other sections from going that way. So this section settled and cracked, but what's going to keep others? And so we have options where we can protect the whole driveway and all the concrete around your home and give you a five-year guarantee that that won't happen.
Okay.
So even against future droughts and things like that. So it's really a permanent solution. The material we use doesn't biodegrade or deteriorate or anything, so it's a great way of preventing future settlement problems, future problems.
I'll tell you, there are some lenders, FHA specifically, mm-hmm. that it's a hazard. If you have a crack in the driveway, they won't approve the loan until that is either fixed or there is a set aside at closing with a quote from a reputable company. If it's cracked, it needs to be replaced, right?
Or the stoop.
There's a
certain step depth that they'll let you do.
Safety hazard.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it doesn't have to be replaced because it's cracked. That's the whole point.
Right. I'm just saying, but if you've got, I was talking about like a fracture. Yeah, I've seen driveways that have got cracks all through it.
Yeah, and if it looks like a jigsaw puzzle, that's a good time to replace it, you know. But if it's a crack or two or three pieces,
you
can stabilize that, seal the cracks, and send you on your way.
And that's $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 in a concession or a holdback that the seller has to take care of before they could sell the house, because now they know it's there and they have to disclaim it, right? Well, here, anybody walking up or driving up is going to see this gigantic crack, even in this market.
Right, and if you notice it, a buyer is going to notice it, right? So,
you know, obviously if you're selling your house, but if you're not planning on selling your house, why live with this problem?
Because
eventually somebody's going to sell your house and they're going to have to deal with this. And hopefully, but the problem's going to get worse in the interim. You may not even be able to live with it going forward. So let's get the free estimate, find out what we're really dealing with.
Phone number.
800-421-SEAL.
One more time.
800-421-7325.